student that it's very hard for him to learn. He's not chapping the Gemara. It's very, very hard for him to learn.
Chabazo, mamish like a metal. He has a metal head. Is bishvil, you know why? Mishnosai shen is duralo. Because his learning is not the seder. There was a molagat sign with Torah Shabbat Peh. Didn't have Gemara's written down. So it was Torah Shabbat Peh. He was fatumul. He didn't have it said. He didn't have exactly what the Gemara, what's supposed to follow one after another. He didn't have it down packed one after another. He didn't have the right seder. So he just heard the pilpul. He didn't understand it. Shinam and the Pesach says, "Vuhu leifanim kilkul," like he didn't sharpen his face. In other words, he didn't take care to make everything the seder to follow 1, 2, 3, one fact after another fact. Ma'ita kanta, what should his Talmud do? Yabav yeshiva. Let him sit down to Trashi, sheyazdiru b'nei yeshiva mishnosam. Let the b'nei yeshiva teach him like all the mishnayis. Like a mod, they didn't have it written down. They had to remember it. So first, know all the mishnayis and klo. Shenema v'chayolam v'en tamidim shem chayolas chachayolas. Taita. Shenema v'chayolam yigbar. As the beginning starts to become strong, now be mesad yourself, make sure you know all the Mishnayosin, all the Seder. Of course, the best thing is, when you're young yet, start learning to make sure you know all the Seder, the right Seder for Mishnayos, that's better. The Gemara, have everything be said in the right order, have all the facts down first, will. Like Resh Lakish, have a mesadeh masnise naboyim zimnin. He used to rechazer over 40 times. Like every mission, every new learning he learned, he would review it 40 times to get it down packed, solid. Trash, keneged mem yom shenitna Torah. Keneged the mem yom that Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim getting the Torah. So trash, keneged mem yom shenitna Torah. Sheatiskayim biyodar, he should remember the Torah. V'od ayel kaimad Rav Yechon l'migma Gemara. Where it says, v'ayel kaimad Rav Yechon. And then he first went to Rav Yechon to learn Gemara. Gemara is always the pshat. Gemara explains the Mishnayos and Yestiris from this Gemara, that Gemara, this Mishnah, that Mishnah. That's like pilpul. But before you get to the pilpul, first you have to know the Mishnah's klo. So Resh Lakish used the chazer over 40 times. Every learning that he learned to make sure he knows the Seder, exactly what it says first. And then he would go in front of his Rebbe, Rebbe Yechanan, and then he would hear pilpulim about it. So the kid said, if you don't know, it's no excuse. You have to mamish chazer over 40 times everything first. Ravada Barafo Mesade Masnisen Eskun via Bozin. Hey, it's says he only Chazid reviewed it 24 times. Every mission, every new learning he learned, he went over 24 times to make sure he has just the facts down solid. Keneged Torah Neviim Ksuvim. Keneged the Chav Dalet Svarim that we have, Torah Neviim Ksuvim. So he Chazid over 24 times. Trashi Keneged Tanach, Shein Chav Dalet Svarim. Then V'yayin L'kaim of the Rava. Then he used to go in front of Rava, that was his Rebbe, and used to hear a shir to know pilpul about what he learned. Rava, Omar, Imroyis Talmud Shelimude Koshalov Kabarzel. If you have a student, a Talmud, that you see is very hard for him to learn, his learning is very hard, like a metal, is Bishvil. You know what the reason is? A reason could be Bishvil Rabbi Sheinamaz Bilayponim. It's the Rebbe's fault, the Rebbe is not encouraging him enough. The Rebbe is not nice enough to him. It's not mazbele upon him. Doesn't show him a nice face. If the Rebbe would have been more encouraging to the student, that would make the student learn better. Shrashi. Shrashi. Yeshinem, and the plus it says, behulay upon him kilkol. Like he didn't sharpen his face. In other words, the Rebbe didn't act nice enough to the Talmud. Didn't encourage him enough. Maitakante, what should we do about this? Is yarbol of reyim. Mek, Shrashi, lefayis semenu sheyizbele upon him. They're trying to become friendly with the Rebbe, Poshid. Let your son become Rebbe, friendly with the Rebbe. But let the Rebbe become friendly with him, that then the Rebbe will act nice to him and will like him. Like we found the Rebbe has a reason why he doesn't like him. He's a bad student or something. So the Rebbe doesn't like him. So the Eitzer is to get the Rebbe to like him. The father has to do things. Yarbo Lovrayim. Let him have a lot of Rashi's Lefayis Emenu. Let him have a lot of friends. Let him have friendly something friendly to do with him. To Mefayis him, Sheyiz Beloiponim. Now then the Rebbe will act nice to him. No, maybe you got to give him a few dollars. Got to pay him off first a little bit. Pay him off, could I? You pay him off a little bit, act nice to your son. The Vayis Mor saying it's a big inyan. The Rebbe has to act nice to your son, though. The Rebbe acts nice, yaspele upon him. That's a big thing for him to learn. Shinema, no, it's not Sheikhit. Might come to Yarbol of Reim. Shinema v'chelem yigbo v'yisunye. And v'yisun hech she'chochma. That means kol shechen hukshru ma'isa b'fonav Rabbi Mikora. The better thing would have been that the first day of school, the student acts nice to his Rebbe, that his Rebbe would like him from the first day. But at the beginning, he didn't act nice to his Rebbe. His Rebbe didn't like him, so you have to fix it up later. You have to get him later. That's much harder. Would have been much better if the first day he would have got to know him much better. The Yom Rebbe Yami, my dichsev. What does the pasuk say? Im yisho chanochosh v'loy lachash. If the snake will bite v'loy lachash, without any whispering, without any talk, v'en yisrim about a loshon. Like, what do you gain by talking? Because what do you gain by saying loshon hara? Always the nochosh doim to loshon hara. He's the first one that talks chavron doing the avera. Like, what do you gain by speaking loshon hara? It means im royis dor. If you see a generation shashamayim mishtaken kinechoshes. That the Shemayim is like rusty, like copper. Milohuru talamotan. Earth is so old already, there's no rain coming down. It's getting rusty already. So mashlazah, like there's no rain coming down. The Shemayim is not giving off any rain. Is bishvil loich shein lechishos. Shein bedor. Because people are not whispering in the door means they're not davening shmonesri right. Rashi says, loich shein lechishos means bishvil shein mispal and tfilah balachesh. They're not davening, the lechishos means like whispering. Because they're not davening well, they don't daven, they daven well, it's low, that's pshat, you realize that Hashem listens to you, Hashem hears what you're saying, and you're davening to Hashem. And more, if you don't daven low, you daven loud, as if to say, you know, Hashem can't hear you, so you have to talk loud, you're making fun, and this and that, that's not the right way to daven. So if the door doesn't daven nicely, doesn't daven lowly, so, v'lachash, that as if to say, Hashem really listens to them, so that's the reason why Geshem won't come down. My takanosan, how could they do to fix themselves up? Is Yelchowait Semishia De Lilchosh. They should go partially to learn how to daven good. Go to somebody who knows how to daven Shemanesway good, he'll teach you. The Chassid Pasuk says, Yagadol of Reyu. Like always, let your friend come and help you out. Shrashi Yispaul Olav Chaveroi. Let your friend daven for you, or let him teach you how to daven, or daven for you, Rashi's Mashram. The Gam Gishomim Sibir. This Pasuk is talking about Geshem. Baitu Vien Yisro on the Balaloshin. Like, what do you gain the Balaloshin? Rashi v'ein yishlo the baloshin kloimer mahano yesh the baloshin v'yedu a lilchosh v'ein a lochosh. Like a person doesn't know how to daven and he doesn't, like what do you gain? What's the good of it? O mishev shlo lilchosh v'ein a lochosh mahano yeshloi. That somebody that doesn't know how to daven the right way and he doesn't daven, what good is it? Like it's no good that way. V'yem lochosh. But let's say now you start to daven to Hashem v'loi nena, and Hashem doesn't listen to you yet. Mashvi davening is not good enough. My takante, what should you do? Yelachet to chosid shebador. Go to the chosid shebador. Go to the Rebbe Hador. You gotta go to the chosid. Someone the chosid will daven for you. V'yarbo lo betzvilah. He'll daven for you. Shenema v'yitzav oleh b'mavgiyah. He commanded somebody else like to daven for you. To meet you, v'yein pegiyah l'tzvilah. Meeting, pegiyah means tzvilah davening. Well, let somebody else daven for you. Then you have a chosid. Chosid, somebody like a Rebbe, Chosid, somebody like always put down, like a Molag Moran Bruchis says, that Rabbi Yechonim once got sick, so he went to his Talmud to daven for him. So his wife said, is your Talmud greater than you? He says, no, I'm like a Sal of Nei Melech, and he's like an Eved of Nei Melech. I mean, I'm a big Rosh Hashiva, I'm like a Sal, like a prince. Mashen Kein, he is like an Eved, means he's a Chosid. He's Oisik and davening, Kesedah, doing Maisim, Toivim, Tokorosh Baruch Hu, he's like an Eved, he can go in whenever he wants. Sometimes Hashem listens to the tefillah of a Chosid first. So if you want to have somebody to daven for you, go to the chassid. He's like an Eved Hashem. He can go into Hashem whenever he wants. Hashem will listen to his tefillah. So go to the chassid shebador. For Yarbala, but he'll let him daven for you. Shinema v'yitzavla v'afkiya v'yempegiyela tefillah. Meeting here, tefillah, it means always tefillah. Shinema, the pasuk says, v'ato atis palo b'yadom azir. You did not daven for this nation. V'yaltisa badam rino tefillah v'yaltifka bi. Because don't meet me right now because you didn't daven for them. So what you should have done is you should have davened for them. Or don't come to me before first you daven for Klal Yisrael. V'yim lochash v'yim lochash v'yosu b'yodoy olmegiz daitoy. Let's say someone does daven well. Olmegiz daitoy, because of that he becomes like a bar, he picks up his heart. He becomes like a bar gaivunik, like a horde he has. Is all maybe daitoy love? Maybe after the Erlem. That's also no good. That brings the anger. Hashem brings anger to the world because of that. If you have a megazdaita, if you lift up your das. Shenemar Apostik says, Mikna'af al-Oyla. That and the animals, will bring like anger, aloyla, people that come up. In other words, be megas daita, you lifting up your hearts, that's going to make it that Hashem will be angry at the door. Rav said like this, Shnei Talmidei Chachamim, we have two Talmidei Chachamim, She Yoshvim Be'ir, Achaz, are sitting in one city, V'yeinoichim Zeh L'Zeh B'Locha, and they don't talk to one another in Alocha, they don't talk to one another. Trashi V'yeinoichim Zeh L'Zeh B'Locha Mashma, V'shvil Shetzorach L'Agit Zeh L'Zeh, V'liyas Noichim B'Alocha, really they're supposed to talk to one another in Alocha. You have two Talmidei Chachamim, they should talk to one another. V'yeinim Oisin, they're not doing that, Mikna miskanoyim misgabrim biyaf. They're going to become jealous of one another and get angry with one another. Or mala moisu mevi noisin aleim. They're bringing upon themselves to have this hatred and this anger. So that's what Moram says. Shnei tamid chomin sheyoshvim birachas v'ein noichim zel lazel balocha. They don't go to talk and learning one with the other. Miskanoyim, they're going to come to have jealousy of one of the other. Biyaf or mala moisay. They're going to come to like hate one to have anger at one another. And mala moisu they're bringing it upon themselves. Shenem the pasuk says, "Mikna faloila," and they're bringing upon themselves this af, this anger. Amar Reish Lakish, "My desir," what does the pasuk say? "Im yishuch hanochash v'loy lachash," if the snake bites without like a whisper, "v'yen yisku nabala loshin," like what does the bala loshin, the person that talks loshin ara, what does he gain from the deal? Is losid lovei? Losid lovei is going to be that miskamp tzois uboyes kol achayus et lanochash. All the wild animals are going to come to the snake. I say like this. For Yomimah, they're going to say to the snake, Ari, the lion, we understand. Duris v'yechel, he goes and kills somebody, but he gets something out of it. He eats up the body, geshmak, you know, we understand why he's doing it. Zev, a wolf, terif v'yechel, he tears you, rips you up, but he eats you, he gains, we understand why he's doing it. Sidrashi, Ari, duris v'yechel, miyad, v'enim, monsieur, is not afraid. Terif v'yechel, shemelech lechurov, v'yechel shom, shemafachem min abriyas, lekulem yesh lemano. He's the Zev, the wolf. Tarif means he rips you, he takes you away and eats you someplace else because he's afraid of people. But Kolponim, he has enjoyment that he's eating you up. But you snake, maha no yesh lecho. What kind of enjoyment do you have? Rashi shata noshich bin ayodim. You bite people, you snake. For horgan, you kill them. Because by biting the person, what did you gain? You didn't eat him up. All you did was just put a poison into him and he died. Like, what do you do it for? You have nothing to gain. The same mushroom of Lashon Hara. When you talk bad about somebody, what do you gain? You didn't do anything. So what do you got to talk Lashon Hara for? Manwa yesh yesh. Omulhem v'yen yisun abala Lashon. Same thing. People talk Lashon Hara. You have nothing to gain. You don't gain anything from it. Omri abiyami. Ein tfilosoi shalodom nishmas. When a person davens to Hashem, when does Hashem listen to his tefillah? The person davens really with his whole soul. He puts his nafshe b'kapi, he puts like a soul in his hand. In other words, he's really davening good to Hashem. Rashi said, "Yeah." Shneimer the pasuk says, "Nisil avaveinu al kapayim." You lift up your hearts to your hands. In other words, you're davening totally with a complete humble yourself to Hashem. Your whole soul is davening to Hashem. Because the kirbot inside of you is davening to Hashem. Throughout the Gemara, Eini. Ukim Shmuel Amorullah, Shmuel put a, some say Nagaris this here. Ukim Shmuel Amorullah, Shmuel put an Amor, someone interpreted him before him. Fedora said like this, Va Yiftuhu befihem, Uvushainim Yikosvuloi, Felibon Lenochin Imoi, Felenemno bebrisai, that they opened up their mouths and they spoke of Sheker, falseness, and the hearts were not with them, and they didn't say good things, Lenemno bebrisai, they didn't have a moon in my bris. Even so, still Hashem has rachmanis on them, Hashem still forgave them. So more you see, even though they didn't daven the right way, they didn't have their nafsher b'kapoy, still Hashem forgave them, still Hashem listened to their tefillah. Trash yafo pikein kosom b'samu v'rachum b'chap rovin, v'shemeya tefillosom, that Hashem did listen to their tefillah. V'achi omro, Hashem tefillosom nishmas,
And here you're saying, no, Hashem doesn't listen to the davening. Helim ke meisim nashe bekapoy. Unless you put it in like your heart in your hands. Kloimer she nashe mechavenes bekapoy. That your soul is really davening total with kavana the right way. And here it's mashm, even though they didn't daven bekavana, still Hashem forgave them. And the Gemara lekasha, kan v'yochid kan v'tzibur. Shashi b'tzibur nidafim with the minion together b'tzibur tfilosim nishmas. Hashem listens to the tfilah. V'yaf alpi shein leit kulam sholim. Even though not all the people are davening with a complete heart. K'dechsev v'yefteyev v'fiyem v'dvorim loshen rabin. No, it's still aviyah davening with a minion is a skula that Hashem listens to the tfilah. Hashem ken kan b'yochid. Shashi b'yochid einu elim ken libu mechavim. You daven by yourself. When does Hashem listen to your tefillah? Only if you really have good kavanah. So that's why lemaisa, it's always a very good thing to daven b'tzibur. And because this Rav Moshe Feinstein passing the locham, yeshiva bacher once asked Rav Moshe saying that he likes to learn very late at night. And if he learns late at night, so he has to get up late in the morning. He has to leave Mr. Yeshiva davening. Yeshiva davening starts at 7:30. He likes to get up 8:30 first. So what's g'day? Is it g'day to him to stay up late at night and to learn? Oh, that was one shayla here. Say it to the body, you have to go for a minute. There's another shayla. Another Talmud asks a question like this better. That Talmud says he davens much better privately. When he davens with a minion, he can't have such good kavana. He gets away with a lot of people, he can't daven so good. He could daven much more of a kavana privately by himself. Is it good for him to daven by himself or should he daven betzibur? So Moshe said the body should daven betzibur. Because when you daven by yourself, even though you think you have good kavana, but the Gemara says though, if you don't mamish, if you don't put your heart to your hands, you don't daven with total kavana, Hashem doesn't listen to the tefillah. So you have to be very careful to daven totally with kavana. Hashem, if you daven with a minion, then Hashem listens to the tefillah. So it's always kedai to daven with a minion rather than davening by yourself. By Koporim, you have this school, if you daven with a minion, Hashem listens to the tefillah much faster. Omri Rabbi Yami, Ein gishomim yordim ele b'shvil bal yamona. You know what causes the rain to come down? The people have total emuna, total trust, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar HaPosuk says, Emes me'eretz tatzmiach, v'tzedek mishamayim nishkof. Because of Emes, the Emunah, that causes the to grow, that min HaShemayim also the rain would come down. Rashi says, Bizman, she'emes me'eretz tatzmiach, what she'esh Emunah, v'masa matin. Rashi says, Emunah here means, you do your business trustworthily. Everything is with trust. Oz tzedek mishmayim nishkov, then Hashem will look down with tzedek mishmayim also. Da'inu gishomim shein tzedaka, that Hashem will give us tzedaka, Hashem will give us rain. So if we do nice, peaceful, honest business, that's when Hashem will give us down rain. V'yom Rabbi Ami, bo v'ro kama g'doylem bali emuna, how great bali emuna ra. Minayin, how do you know from michul dabur, from a weasel and a boar. Oma ha'maymin b'chul dabur, just like somebody put his trust. Into a weasel, into a boar, into a ditch. Somebody has trust in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, in the lachas kama v'kama. So Rashi brings down the maizes like this. Rashi mechul del boar, from a weasel and a boar. Shehemisai shnei b'nei yodim. Two people were killed because of this. Rashi says, Matsuyi b'agod, it's in the Medrash, that maize shebocher echot shenosin amunosin l'rivachas. A boy made up, he wanted to marry a girl. And she is now, they made up to marry one another. Is Omro, so the chosin said to the cow, like, me made, I want now, like, let's make a vote, let's make, who's going to have edus here, that you agreed to marry me. V'yishom bor echod v'chuda. There was a ditch there, and there was a weasel there. Is Omro bocha, so the bocha said, bor v'chuda eidim b'dover. I want this ditch, and this weasel, they should be let to witness. I have nobody else around right now. You just gave me your word, you're going to marry me. So they'll be the edus that you said you're going to marry me. Liyom, what happened is, Ovar Alamnosai, she didn't listen, for Nosacher, she got married to somebody else, this girl. For Erlich Shnei Bonim, she had two children from the other husband. Is Echon Nofel Abor, one of those children got killed in a ditch, Umeis, the Echon Nashchos Echuda, and one of the children died by the weasel. Umeis and died, got bit from the weasel and died. Is Armrullah Ishti, Ma Maisu Zes, the husband said to the wife, what happened here? Shebenenu, Maisim Misim Mishunah, what happened now? Two children died, so it's a Misim Mishunah. The Armrullah, Kafa Kachoy Maisa, she said, oh, but this is the story of what happened. In other words, you put your trust into something, it's a very interesting Gemara here. If you put your trust into something, that thing will do for you. As here, this Bacher, he put his trust into the weasel and into the boar. He said, I trust, like used to are going to be the trust that I know that this girl said she'll marry me. So lachas kama v'kama, somebody has trust in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, like your mind and you believe that Hashem is the one that will give us rain and make it good for us. If you have a moon in Hashem, for sure Hashem will do it good and will give us the rain. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, kol ha-matzik esatzumay malamata. If somebody, Rashi matzik means, medaktik inima, afil duchot ha-sara, yoysim ishilu mekalk lamaisik, vdei lamarek avanoysim. Somebody's medaktik makes, does all these things very mitzedek, very righteousness, is matzik in all of adim milamala. Who are din in Shemaim also, they give him a very good din. They're matzik all of adim, they also do him a righteous judgment. Shenemar emes meyeres tatzmiach, vetzedek mishmaim nishkof. In other words, if you do emes on this world, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will also produce tzedek from Shemayim. We have Yechi Barav and Omer Rav Huna. Meyach v'nis posit. Uki Yiros Chev Rosecha. That the same way you have Yiros Hashem, that's what Hashem will do back to you. Trashi Yami. Hey, Shu Yor Oyscho, Ato Mastika Rosecha, Kdei Lamarek Abonoysev. Right? Whoever you're afraid of, you do extra things to take away Yaveris. Resh Lakish Shalom Meyach. Resh Lakish says in this pasuk, "Tegas Eshesh v'Oyset Tzedek v'Drochav Yischeroin Hain Ata Katzavta v'Nechto v'Hem." Another pasuk. Trash Tegas Eshesh v'Oyset Tzedek. The Misha Somach v'Oyset Tzedek. Someone does Tzedek. Shein Oysim Kach v'Drochav Yischeru Ata Pagaya Boyim Choyt Tekulon K'mo Vikul B'Vyomus. Kruhachiyu. Tegas Eshesh v'Oyset Tzedek. It's the same thing. If you do tzedek in this world, so Hashem does tzedek back to you. Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, kol ha-sameach b'yisurim, sheboim nolot. Somebody sees he has a lot of pain, a lot of yisurim, and he's happy about it. He's mekabla to simcha, is maybe Yeshua l'yerlim. That causes there should be a help, a Yeshua should come to the whole world. Shenema b'hem, the pasuk says, Shenema b'hem oila v'noise. He helps lifts up the whole world. And that's why this pasuk is talking about there that people that are having yisurim. Omer Resh Lakish, might you see what does the pasuk say? The otzar es hashemayim, that the shemayim will hold itself back. There won't be any rain. That means b'shor shashemayim netzarim alahiri talamotar. At the time when the shemayim is holding itself back and not letting the rain come down, is doima leishosh, is doima to a pregnant lady shemachaveles, she has the labor pains v'yena yeledis. And the baby is not coming out. In other words, it's very painful. It's very painful. Trashe chablevas, k'moy chavli leida, afa shmai meisen kain, v'koshel yelum v'yachetu. It's very bad for the world like that, that the shmayim is having these labor pains, and it happens because Klal Yisrael did chatoyim. V'haynu diyomer Resh Lakish, v'shum ba'kapora, nemru atziru b'gishom, it says that Hashem will hold back the rain. V'nemruat tzira b'isha, and it says also holding back an isha can become pregnant. Nemruat tzira b'isha, it says